WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to another episode of How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Now, I know what you're thinking. Strength, wisdom, and courage, isn't that a bit intense? Trust me, it doesn't have to be. Stoicism isn't about being some emotionless robot marching through life with a stoic face and zero feelings. It's actually the opposite. Stoicism is about understanding our emotions, accepting them, and using them to fuel our growth and resilience. And today, we're diving into one of the most powerful, yet often misunderstood, aspects of stoicism: finding strength in vulnerability. Now, I know what you're thinking. Strength, vulnerability, they don't exactly go hand in hand, do they? Ever felt like showing your true self, letting down those walls, was a sign of weakness? You know that feeling when you're on the edge of sharing something deeply personal but then pull back at the last second, convinced you'll be judged or hurt? Well, here's the thing. True strength lies in embracing our vulnerabilities. It takes courage to be authentic, to let others see the real us, even with our imperfections and fears. It means showing up honestly, accepting our limitations, and acknowledging that we don't have all the answers. Think about it like this: imagine a shield made of steel. It's strong, right? But what happens when something sharp enough comes along and pierces that steel? It can shatter. Let a flexible material, like leather, can bend with the force without breaking. That's vulnerability. It allows us to absorb life's blows without being completely overwhelmed. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we explore this powerful concept. 1. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is a myth. No one's perfect, and striving for it only sets us up for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, embrace your imperfections, they make you unique and human. 2. Seek connection over control. We often try to control every aspect of our lives, but that's impossible. Sometimes the best thing we can do is let go and allow ourselves to be vulnerable with others. Real connections are built on trust and authenticity. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles, forgive yourself for mistakes, and remember that you're doing the best you can. 4. Vulnerability is courageous. It takes courage to step outside of our comfort zones and share our true selves with others. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's a sign of strength and authenticity. 5. Find strength in shared experiences. Sharing our vulnerabilities with others creates a sense of connection and understanding. You'll realize you're not alone in your struggles, and that can be incredibly empowering. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're starting a new job. You're excited about the opportunity, but also nervous. You might feel vulnerable asking questions, sharing ideas, or even just making small talk with colleagues. But here's the thing. By embracing that vulnerability, you create opportunities for connection and growth. When you ask for help, share your perspective, or simply be yourself, you build trust and strengthen relationships with your new team. And remember, everyone feels nervous in new situations, even the most confident people. So, how can you start incorporating these ideas into your life? Start by practicing self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Next, look for opportunities to connect with others authentically. Share a story, ask a question, or simply listen with an open heart. And don't be afraid to let your guard down sometimes. You might be surprised at the strength you find in vulnerability. Remember, true strength isn't about hiding behind a wall of indifference. It's about embracing our whole selves, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So go out there, be vulnerable, and watch how it transforms your life. And as always, keep exploring the path to stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.